Life. Sometimes, so much is compressed into such a little word. Bella, Ben, and Joseph continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Eliana joins them as our freshman. Listen along with our host, Josiah Carrick, as we take a deep dive into their experiences as students at Cedarville University, both the joys and the challenges. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hey, Josiah.
All right, day 685. We're almost at 700. Kind of crazy. Another 100 going by.
They go by so fast, you know?
don't do that.
I feel like a proud dad watching my days fly by, yeah.
Well, it's kind of what I'm turning into, you and the rest of the people. It's kind of nice just like getting to check in every 2 weeks and seeing what's going on, which is why we're doing this. Let's get right to the journal entry. A lot of good things, I think, in this entry. I think past few entries have been very like uncertain. And while this one still is, it's a good uncertainty.
Yes.
I don't know if you'd agree with that.
I'd absolutely agree. This semester as a whole, like, there's still anxiety, but it's more like I'm really nervous about classes, or like I'm not sure what to do about this job. But like a lot of last year, I remember just rough in like everything, especially with people and social things and all that stuff. And then that's just not been really present this semester, which is so unusual, but like I am very lucky for.
So you say that you still feel very stressed about a lot of things.
Yes.
But now you're realizing that that stress might be coming from just you rather than the environments you're in?
Well, I'm sure that the environments aren't like the greatest. I mean, college is a little bit known for being stressful.
just a little.
Just a little bit. But like, yeah, I think I'm just a stressor of a person. Like, I think that's just me as a person. I tend to stress about things. I tend to get overwhelmed easily. Like, I'm seeing that this semester that, like, even though, like, there's a lot of improvements, like, I'm still stressed. Like, there have been times where I've been, like, freaking out about something, and I'm like, wait a second. Hold on. I don't have to worry about this. What am I doing? So, like, I think that's just maybe a tendency that I have as a personality trait that I need to fix, and less of this year being like, oh, the worst ever kind of thing.
Now, how did you come to realize that?
Oh, that's a great question. I really just kind of like, there's been some times over the last few weeks where I've just realized I've been stressing over nothing. Like almost like I need something to stress about, or I'm not gonna, I don't know how to explain it other than like, for so long in college or in life, like there's always something to worry about. Life on the mission field. There's always been something to worry about, I guess. And like when the times that there hasn't been, there's almost that uneasy suspicion of life. Does that make sense?
Well,
we're like,
so here's,
I'm not stressed out about something right now, and I feel like I should be, so something's wrong kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way I can relate to this is being busy. If I'm not being busy, then I'm wondering, am I succeeding in life or doing anything to move my life forward? So like, for you, maybe if you're not stressing, then you're not living life the way it should be lived.
Yeah.
Living.
Yeah, that fits. Like if I'm not stressing, then I'm like clearly not doing enough, or I'm slacking off in this or in that and that kind of stuff. If that makes
sense.
That does
make sense to me at least. But now you're realizing that you can live life just fine without having to be super busy or super stressful. I think a lot of that comes just with our first world culture and the education system that we've been in for all of our lives so far. That's like kind of the impression we're given, is that we have to succeed by continuing to do so many things when really God loves you the way you are. You don't need to put in so much effort. Like you don't need to over effort things, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of realizing this semester. And it's like, man, I wish I would have figured this out last year. But it is what it is.
Well,
better late than never, I suppose.
Right, and with this realization comes other things that are making your life so much easier. You're getting through classes finally. You're enjoying the work that you're doing. I haven't heard that from you in a while. You mentioned that in this entry.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my PR job. Like, I know my last two entries maybe didn't make it seem that. I've really enjoyed it, just the workload was more than I could handle. And so that made it like a source of stress and anxiety. And then I kind of looked at it as something I didn't like. But now that that's been lightened to a more feasible thing, I'm doing the work and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I could do this for a life, which is good because it's what I'm in school
right.
for.
Well, not just your PR job too, but the academic work.
Mm-hmm. This is true. I'm in some classes I'm really enjoying. For virtual communication, we're launching a rebrand of Cedars, like their whole advertising social media presence to try to get like more awareness around campus for it. I'm in a Christian motifs and film class, which means I get to go and watch movies and analyze them, which is what I absolutely love to do anyways. So like there's much more things that I'm like really just enjoying getting into the meat of.
And then you're getting involved in a directing scene, which I'm well familiar with. So directing scenes are students in a directing one or two class and they need actors. So Ben, I suppose you're going to be in one of those?
Yes. A friend of mine, we were in Voice for the Performer together, reached out and was like, hey, I need some actors for a scene. We need a male actor. Would you be interested? And I was like, absolutely. I had no idea what I'm doing. I don't know what this scene is. I'm just like, I'm in. I want to act. Because I haven't been in a show for a while. I was originally going to try out for Sense and Sensibility, and I still might, but like trying to figure out like, can
I? Is that a no?
No. I'm reevaluating if my schedule can take it because I don't want to get involved.
Because you
in
know
something.
Those auditions are in like right after fall break.
Yeah. Thanks for that. but because I haven't done anything for a while, I was like, absolutely. So I did that, and then I got another friend of mine involved because I was like, do you have the other actors yet? And she's like, no. And I was like, oh, have you checked with so-and-so? And she's like, no. And then another person dropped out, and then so she was like, we're down an actress. And I was like, hey, I just ushered with someone who was like, I'd love to be in a play, but I'm not sure about the time commitment. We should ask her. And so now, so it's just kind of been funny how everything's lined up. So now we got our whole little cast and we had our first meeting last night to go over the script. It's like maybe like 5 pages max. Like it's not a huge commitment, but it's it should be really fun. I'm excited for it.
Good. I'm glad you're able to do that. Ben, I want to move on to arguably the biggest news from you in a very long time. You go into your entry talking about that the biggest development that October has brought is that you are now in a relationship. I need to know all the details that you're willing to share with me right now.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend now, which is freaking weird to say. A good friend of mine that I've been friends with since freshman year, has been in our friend group very, very long time. At the end of last year, I realized I kind of had an interest. I don't know if you remember, I think I talked about it on the podcast, spontaneously at the end of last semester, me and 3 friends went up to Cleveland for a baseball game. It was a really stupid decision. It was like at the end of classes. Yeah. It was one of my best friends on campus, his girlfriend, and then this other friend. And I asked her to go with us because I was like, it'd be fun. We're all friends. And she said, yeah. And so it was at the end of that trip that I was like, for the first time, kind of like, oh, huh. And so that lasted with me through summer.
Just a
shut up. I'm bad at verbalizing things this early. But yeah, it was the first time I was really like, kind of realized I had an interest. And then over summer, we were keeping in contact and like we're texting. And then I wanted a call to catch up, thinking like a 30-minute call like I've done with some of my friends. 4 hours later,
holy cow,
we hang up and I'm like, wow, time flew. I had no idea it was that much time. Wait a second. So that was the moment where I was really like, wow, I really enjoyed this person's company. That's kind of weird. So coming into school, I was very interested, but I was kind of in denial about it because I've talked about it on the podcast, I had some really rough experiences last year. I was still kind of reeling from, like, I've kind of left in the past, God's helped me heal from it, but it was just kind of like I don't want to admit to myself that I have feelings for someone, that because that comes with lots of all the things. So like I'm interested, like I'm maybe interested, like that's right. All it is. So I was like hardcore in denial about it, but I came in and there was some complications and some things that happened at the early of this part of the semester that made me really confused. But like, she went to another baseball game with me and some friends, and then went to Ren Fair with me and another group. And so both of those things were just, I really enjoyed. And just be more intentional, getting to know her throughout the semester. We were hanging out more. Lots of little things that made me go, wait, maybe. But this is the funny thing that I hear people explain, is when guys either aren't interested in someone or like only like a little bit interested, we read into everything as, oh, could she like me? Is that a sign? Does she like me? But when we really do like someone, everything is flipped. It's like, oh, there's that sign. But I'm sure that was probably like as a friend thing though. Like there's no way. So like I'm like absolutely just gaslighting myself through this whole process that like there's no way. It's just.
Well, Ben, I think you already like psychoanalyzed every single thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I definitely did do that so much. And it didn't help because we were good friends. We've been good friends for so long. We've been in a friend group. So I'm like, I was like, there's no possible way that this is reciprocated, right? Even though there were so many obvious signs that it was being reciprocated. And so, yeah, we just kept getting to know each other better. And then one night a few weeks ago, we were just talking long things back and forth. And one of her favorite questions to ask people was like, what's one thing you don't know about me? And so I was like, she's used it on me like 3 different times throughout the semester already. I'm like, that's like, you're not using this another more time. Like, it's my turn. Like, what's one thing I don't know about you? And she takes a while to think and she goes, well, one thing that you probably don't know about me is I liked you for last semester and I thought you were dating someone else. And
oh,
I was like,
Ben.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was really funny because I've been like racking my brain about like now, like, is there any way she likes me? But if it is it really like, is she really interested? And then she's like, yeah, last semester. And I went, I'm stupid. Yeah, turns out she doesn't like baseball that much. She just went because I asked. And I was like, that would have been really helpful to know last semester. But yeah, that prompted a very long discussion where I told her that I also had an interest. And then a week later, I asked her on a date and we went on a date this week. And at the end of the week, I asked her if she would be my girlfriend. And she said yes.
Wow. So, well, congratulations, yeah. Ben.
Thank you.
It's a long time coming. Really,
yeah, but it feels really weird to talk about. Because for so much of my life, like I've kept my relationships or like more like my interest in people a secret. And like especially this semester, like this has been like since it was like a thing I kind of wanted to pursue, I was like, I can't tell anyone. I can't talk about it. Like it's just like a closely guarded. And now people are just like talking to me casually like, oh, yeah. So you and I so-and-so. And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. Wait, we can talk about that now. But like it's just such a weird flip and I'm not used to it at all.
Well, in some sense, you probably shouldn't get used to it. Because a lot of what we've talked about on the podcast is you somewhat idolizing relationships and putting them on pedestals. And so like
oh,
if this one were to not work out, but then you have gotten used to it, I suppose,
yeah.
It would really hurt. And I mean, you mentioned it already a few minutes ago of like a lot of things come with relationships and specifically there's a quote, I don't remember who said it, but it's better to have loved and to have lost than to not have loved at all.
Mm-hmm.
But loss equals pain at the same time. So like you have to weigh these options.
Yeah. And as good as it is, like I'll be honest, there's like so many fears that have come with that too. Like I've never been in a relationship before. This is like a new level of responsibilities and expectations that I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out. And like, nothing's wrong. Nothing's bad. Like it's been very good so far, but it's just as like a staple of being a boyfriend, I guess. That's so good to say.
It hurt to watch like, that come out of your mouth.
Yeah. Like I physically struggled with saying that. That's just weird. Like there are so many new things to deal with and like new things to figure out. And so like that's the stressing thing comes in. It's like, okay, like this is great, but like, I don't know about this or what about this or like I have to figure this out. Am I supposed to do this now? Like what? So like
right.
It's coming with its own share of things that like are still good. So like it's much better to stress about that than, oh, does everyone in my friend group hate me? if I wasn't here, would anybody miss my presence in our friend circle? Like that kind of thing from last semester, which was a time.
But yeah, so we're moving on to better problems in that sense.
Yeah. It's like a stressor, but like it's something that you need to work through that's good to work through instead of like things that like I was struggling with last semester that was like you shouldn't be asking these questions, but I am.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, so these questions you should be asking. You should be understanding. Yep. Okay. Ben, this was awesome. I was so excited when I read your entry. I did not see that coming. I know you mentioned that you hinted at it before, but wasn't sure. So.
Well, to be honest with you, Josiah, I didn't really see it coming either.
Well, I expect to hear more about it in the next 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah. I will see you then, I suppose.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcasts, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jason Demetz.